So we'll end with the toughest topic. You don't get tougher than this. I gave a chabur on this years ago, and I can't even remember it every time I do this. So there's going to be a lot of screaming here, but we'll just go slow. This happens all the time, that a person eats something, they drink something, and then they sit down to wash. But they still have, they've just eaten, let's say, I don't know, pick your thing, hors d'oeuvres, or a drink of water, a piece of fish, some cholent, right, exactly. And now all of a sudden they bring out the challah rolls, and then you wash. So the million-dollar question is, and it's, I think, one of the hardest topics in brachos, and so I'm barely going to read to you. We're just going to do the boom, 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 and you could all fight about every point. Okay, so you get the case. You're eating something, then you're washing, and you can eat some more, then you're going to bench. The million-dollar question is, do you need to make a bracha achrona on the item that you're eating before you wash? So let's just give fat. Let's pick something. So let's talk about fish. Let me just hit the case. So like we know we have something in our minds. So you don't have fish. I really don't like fish. I don't want to talk about fish. I'm not a big fish fan. Okay, we're not talking about fish. Yeah, pick something else. Salad. Okay, fine. Salad. Okay. So you have salad before you wash. I mean, I don't know why you would be doing this, but it's. It's more likely that this happens during the week than on Shabbos, I think, sometimes. That you'll have. Change your mind. Or a wedding. A wedding is a good example. A wedding is a good example. Right, you wash, you eat at the shmorg, and then you don't make a bracha achrona, and then you sit down and you go wash. It goes right into the, whatever it is, or you get it, and you go right into the meal after the chuppah, whatever it is, and now you're going to wash. Do you have to make a bracha achrona? Or if you don't make a bracha achrona, now you wash, and you said, whoops, I forgot to make a bracha achrona. Does benching 2 hours later, whatever it is, count for the food that you ate before you washed? Or do you need a bench and make another bracha achrona also on that earlier food? No, it sounds crazy.
That wouldn't be a problem.
Really? We'll see. You washed, you ate again, and now you're benching. But you never made a bracha achrona. On the
for example, yeah, on Shabbos,
yeah,
you make kiddush, right? You have a mezainis,
okay,
and then you're going to eat. You don't make a bracha achrona on the mezainis.
Is that the case? That's what we're going to figure out. That's what we're here to figure out.
And you don't make it on
Shabbos,
the wine.
You don't do that because you're going straight to a meal to wash.
And then you're washing. So you're saying if you have
him, then you're not making a bracha here. If you have kiddush here. You have to make
it. Okay, fine. So let's do the same place. This happens often at a regular house. A person comes home. They want to make kiddush.
Right.
They want to have a mezonos, and you want to wash, of course. And your wife's glaring at you, so you're not going to wash yet because it's not ready. But so you see, you have a piece of cake. Yeah, you have a piece
and
of cake.
You don't have to make a bracha achrona.
Now you're going to wash. 10 minutes later, do you have to make a bracha achrona on? That's my question.
Well,
do you have to make?
What I'm saying.
You're saying no bracha achrona, no matter what I eat.
Mezonos, in that particular case,
so,
I know you don't make
a piece of cake. Okay, so Mr. Shkovitz is saying, if you have kiddush and you have a piece of cake, leave it a cake, a sugar in it or not sugar?
It doesn't make a difference. It's a
no difference. Let's say you have a cracker. Is there a difference between a cracker and a piece of cake?
Did you make a mezonos on it?
Is it beer? Yeah, I asked you the question.
Right now I'm talking about making a mezonos. I don't know about
any mezonos. Any mezonos. Pasta?
Any
mezonos. Any mezonos. Even pasta. Interesting.
We never make it on the wine. We always, on kiddush, make Friday night kiddush. You don't make a...
Okay, so the wine, does it apply by a drink as well? Okay, excellent. So let's start with the easiest question. Now that we said the hard question. You wash, forget about eating beforehand. You wash, and you eat anything in your meal, and then you bench. Everyone agrees here. Is there anyone going to stand up and disagree with this? When you bench at the end of the meal, it covers everything that you ate in the meal.
Is there an Indian of dessert you're supposed to bench beforehand?
No, there's a question about make a bracha rishona.
Okay.
I'm being very clear over here. Benching, is there anyone who disagrees with that fact? If you wash, you got bookends of washing and benching. Anything in between that you eat there should be covered by bench. That's clear for the most part.
Wait,
why?
Is
yeah.
it the washing or the motzi that covers the beginning?
Okay, the motzi, correct. But the point is you washed and you had a meal and amotzi, you've been on tisdaim, amotzi, like a normal meal. Anything in between, clearly benching covers. There's a me'iri, sign in Dirshu Mishnabur, it says the svar is because all the food gets mixed in your belly. Okay, whatever it is, that's why it's all covered. Fine, that's a separate, interesting tidbit.
Is there any, forethought of it, or I can't,
Kavana is you wash, it's all assumed in the meal. Benching, you're fine. Easy question. Okay. What about, let's now go, I have an A, B, C, D. That's the whole chabura, okay? Case A. I eat something, okay, before the meal now, which is a suffek hamotzi. Now, not every mizonos, and that's why I pushed you, Mr. Cole. Not every mizonos is a suffek hamotzi. Let's pick an easy question, something I eat every morning with my breakfast. But I make a mizonos, but it's a suffek hamotzi probably. Melba toast, yeah? Bland melba toast. Crackers, like that, which is no, probably very little sugar, if at all, added to it. And it's a cracker, it's pasa babekisnin for sure. Something like that. So you have make a kiddush, and you have your crackers. It could be the circle crackers also. Yeah, but I have a melba toast. Yeah, so you have unsalted. We're not unsalted. The circle crackers. You make a kiddush on Shabbos, or otherwise you just make a mizonos during the week on them, and now you wash.
Yeah, but you made a comment. What does sugar have to do with it?
So I'm being very coy because I want to make sure that it's a pure suffek hamotzi. Once you get into more sugar, the less, you know, your piece of cake, even though it's a pasa babekisnin, which is oodles and oodles of sugar in that piece of cake, which is probably 1% cake and 99% sugar. But the point is something like that, you're going to get a little bit murky. That's why I picked a melba toast, an unsalted, even salted cracker. Let's make it clearly, you know, the Ritz crackers, whatever it is. Something which is definitely a suffek hamotzi. We paskin it's a mizonos, but it's a pas habab bekisnin in it, okay? So now your question is, you eat a piece of crack. You have a cracker, a mizonos. Then you wash. Do you have to make a separate ala mechia on the cracker? No? No, why not?
I don't differentiate anything. I kind of feel like the bracha on benching is vechalta v'savata v'irata, so anything that contributed to the savata.
In your meal.
No, within the time frame of.
In your meal. In vechalta v'savata, in your suta. It's your suta. You can't hop in other stuff unless you have a connection to them. It ain't a connection, Shalom. You wash. Wash starts the meal. So you pre-meal stuff aren't automatically covered. So now I got my question. I have a Ritz cracker. So for this one, it's a little bit easier. The Baruch and Shabur speak out that what? Since that you don't make a bracha achrona on the Ritz cracker. Why? Because since they themselves are a suffek hamotzi, so therefore what? If you would make a benching on them, you'd be covered from later on because they themselves are suffek in the hamotzi. So in other words, you should have possibly washed on them at the beginning. You didn't, but now your bookends are your initial washing that you should have done on the Ritz cracker perhaps, and your benching. So that it covers everything in between. So therefore, it's better you not make a bracha achrona on the Ritz cracker.
So the crackers are no longer a pre-meal, they're a
suffek beginning of your meal. Suffek beginning of your meal. I mean, you thought you started your meal, so you really got your wife. Your wife told you can't make hamotzi until this point. You beat her because you really had your Ritz crackers or your melba toast, and now you were fine because you really started your meal. Haha, you got her. You really had your on Shabbos you have problems because you were supposed to have hamotzi, real hamotzi, whatever. Let's assume it's during the week. Fine. But Shabbos would be the same halakha. Okay? Check one. Box A, case A, taken care of. Case B,
You're saying that the washing, the act of washing separates. So let's just say, for example, you're on an airplane and you can't wash and you're holding the bread and a napkin or whatever. Okay, so
I misspoke. Wait, I want to misspoke. Can I just take it back before you ask your question? And Mr. Eisen dinged me on this before, but I wasn't clear. Now, I may have, you're right. I may have caused people to make a mistake. I don't mean it's the act of washing as much as the eating the bread. It's the eating the bread which starts the meal. You wash because you eat the bread. So I may have misspoke. Does that answer your question? Sorry. But when it doesn't make a difference if you wash. A meal starts when you have the bread and say amotzi on the bread. Or even if you don't say amotzi, when you eat the bread in the beginning. So yes, normally you wash on that amotzi. But if you're like on an airplane or something like that, that was just my misspeaking. Mr. Eisen dinged me on that a little bit, but now that you dinged me again, I have to elaborate that. So that's clear. The beginning is the eating the bread at the beginning. You happen to wash on that. That's why I assume you're washing and eating the bread. But it's the same thing if you just don't have...
That explains the cracker thing.
So the cracker thing, if I have a cracker and then I have bread afterwards, whether I wash on that bread or not, that would be the start of the meal. But since the cracker itself is really also the start of the meal, right? I got what you're saying. Good. Okay, good. Case number B over here. Let's take pasta. Is it pasta mizonos? 100%. Is a pasta suffek hamotzi at all?
No.
Not at all. There's no real opinion that says, no pasta with lavach at all, that says you would make a hamotzi on pasta. But it's mizonos. So I have pasta before my meal. Now what do I do on the pasta? Alamichya or no alamichya before, you know, or is it covered in the benching or not? No?
I would think it's covered in the benching.
Covered in the benching. So this is where it gets a little bit tricky. It doesn't make a difference if it's pasta or any other food that you eat before you wash. You have to subdivide all these foods into two more categories. Is it a food that if you ate it during the meal, it would need a separate bracha rishona or not? In other words, if you have pasta in the middle of your meal, you make a new mizonos? No way. If you eat... Now, this is where it gets tricky. Huh?
An apple.
An apple. I was going to... You're too healthy. Now. I was going to say because ice cream. Ice cream at the end of the meal is a good example. Some say it really needs... Most say you need a separate new shahakal because no one has ice cream in the middle of a meal. It's a dessert. But you're right. An apple would be a good example or another type of fruit, which is not normally eaten in a meal. Now, what the categories, we give a whole 2 hours here what it is. But let's assume it's one of those foods. For argument's sake, let's say an apple for this case. So you have an apple before your meal. This is something which you would need to make a bracha rishona if you eat it in the meal, and now you eat it before the meal. Do you make a bracha achrona on something like that or not? Why? What's that and why?
If you eat something with that needs a bracha rishona, do you make a separate bracha achrona?
So that's a great question. Hear what he's asking? If you would eat an apple in the middle of the meal, does it need a separate bracha achrona?
No.
And that I started off with saying no. But it's a great question because he's on the right path. Mr. Z is always on the right path. You listen to him. Yeah? So if you have an apple in the middle...
Do you have a mind to wash after the apple?
So this is where it gets tricky. It gets tricky here. So you have your apple before your meal. I don't know what your das is. You're now going to eat a new... You're now going to wash, right? And during the meal, you can eat a lot of things. Are you going to eat...
No more apples.
If you eat an apple in the middle of the meal now, hold your yarmulke on for this one. If you eat an apple in the meal now, do you need to make a new bracha rishona? The answer is no.
What?
Because the apple at the pre the meal covered the apple in the middle of the meal for the bracha rishona.
If that's the case,
you don't. Let me make sure I'm getting it right. Because then you don't need to make a bracha achrona on apple number one pre meal because it's connected and it helps out the apple in the middle of the meal. Let's say you don't have an apple in the middle of the meal.
But do you know the question really is, do you know you're getting that other apple?
Oh, I have in brackets from my old notes. Yeah, brackets. I in Sefer Seder Brachos. Look at the Sefer Seder Brachos. Diniach b'tzarechin. Who leaves it as a question if you don't eat an apple in the middle of the meal, but you thought you were going to eat an apple, maybe you'd eat an apple. So now you eat your apple before the meal. You don't have to make a bracha achrona on it because you think you may have an apple in the middle of the meal, right? Then you wash, and then your wife says, no more apples. Now what do you do with that first apple? Sarach Iyah. Beats me. Case number three, C over here, yeah, is you have something which is definitely covered. Sorry, something if you would eat in the middle of the meal would definitely not make a bracha, which is the main part of your meal. My favorite food in the entire world. Who comes to my chaburus? New potato kugel. Thank you. Someone's coming to my chaburus. Potato kugel, favorite food in the entire world. I think it's 7 pieces. I don't know. Shabbos. I got the ashkamin in kiddush. I got the regular kiddush. I got at home. It was great. It was a great Shabbos. Yeah, my stomach's turning a little bit, but okay. So you have your potato kugel in the middle of the meal. You definitely don't make a new bracha on the potato kugel in the meal. That's your meal. Okay. Now, you eat a piece of potato kugel. This happens halach l'maisa very often to me. You have a piece of potato kugel pre the meal. Now, what do? You make a bracha achrona on the potato kugel, or is it covered in the benching? You can have another piece of potato kugel in the middle of the meal, of course. Yeah, a lot of pieces.
You're
of
going
potato.
Home afterwards.
No, same place. I'm gonna make it. I grab another piece of potato kugel before my wife's ready to wash. I grab another piece of piece eight, and now I'm gonna wash. Yeah, now a bracha achrona on the potato kugel or not? It's connected, but not really, because the potato kugel in the middle of the meal
doesn't need
a new bracha. So this is a machlokas, the Mishnah Berurah says, between the Graz, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, the Lubavitcher Rebbe, first one of the earlier Lubavitcher Rebbes, and the Chai Adam. And we paskim that it needs a bracha achrona, because it's not considered connected to the meal, because it's not helping the meal, because that potato kugel in the middle of the meal wouldn't get a bracha rishona to begin with, and therefore you would need to make a bracha achrona, huh?
If you made an, what do you make, an adomer on that potato?
So let's assume either way you make a brain of fascia stone, no?
Okay, so now yeah. If you're going to have dessert, let's say cantaloupe adomer, that bracha you made on the potato kugel.
I hear you.
The other. So what's the difference between that and anything?
You're saying the potato kugel at the beginning of the meal with pot or something in the middle of the meal.
I hear you.
But it's a different food, yeah.
But isn't it different type of adama? In other words, it's a different...
Yeah, but it's
a different type of food. I hear you. But I'm not sure that it's... But I don't know. I guess the question is, does that connect? And maybe that's the svar of the Chai Adam. Is that? But because I'm not sure that necessarily connects you to the meal. The whole idea of the apple, was that if you would have this food that you're eating pre-meal in the actual mid-meal, it would need a new bracha. So therefore, that connects the pre-apple to the mid-meal apple. But over here, the piece of potato kugel pre-meal is not at all connected to any food, even a shakal or a adama that you're going to eat in the middle of the meal, because it's just a different food, so it's not connected. Doesn't connect it. Perhaps that's exactly the machlokas. Is it considered connected or not to the meal? Yeah.
Can I ask you, this might be like a base level question, but all this seems to stem from: I had the food, I then went to wash, and now I realize I never made a bracha achrona, so I have to bench.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it just be easier especially for the stuffing example, just make the bracha if you remember?
So part of it is also if you remember now, meaning so you remember, what should you do? It also is, the question is also, should you make the bracha achrona even after you bench? Meaning at the end of the day, according to this shita, so now, and so let's say you have a piece of potato kugel before the meal, and you don't make a bracha achrona, and now you wash, and now you eat all your 10 more pieces of potato kugel, and then you bench at the end of the meal, and you realize, whoops, I forgot to make the bracha achrona on the potato kugel. Halacha l'maisa, I believe, is you need to make a brain of fashos post
benching.
Your benching.
I
believe so, because it's not covered, unless it's a mizonos. I have in my notes, I have to double check this again, but it's very hard, these Mishnah Berurahs. I tried to distill what I got halacha l'maisa from it. I think the halacha is, unless it's then a mizonos. Mizonos then gets a different category, but if it's a piece of potato kugel, and you didn't make that bracha achrona, and it's still within the time constraints, meaning it has to be within a time limit that I guess eat a quick meal. So let's assume it's all within a half hour. Yeah? So that's a clear case. In that case, I think you would have to make a bracha achrona on the potato kugel even after the meal. It's weird because you benched. Then just the bench doesn't cover it.
So then there's one other question.
Yeah.
Assuming that it's done within 72 minutes.
Correct. That's what I said. Let's assume you have a quick meal. Yeah, no talk.
I was going to say...
You like that? Yeah.
You have a focus on it. You say Suffolk brachas or hakel.
But it's not. But here we're passing. We're passing to the passing. So it's not. Meaning, when the psak, we don't say suffik brachos if we have a psak. You're right. If we have a suffik of who to pass him, but he comes down, he brings proofs, Mishariti, and he brings proofs against the Chai Adam, you know, for extra credit, why he likes the Graz's opinion that you need to make the bracha akrona, and that's how we pass it. Final question. Yeah. Yeah.
The meal, do you still wait till after?
I think you can make it any time. I think you can make it any time.
Following up on that,
yeah.
Is all this whole share is based on you've already made a mistake? Like none of this.
No, I think I know. No, I think with kachim also. If we're going into the meal, you're starting your meal to wash. In the case of the potato kugel, you would make a bracha achrona. In the case of the mizonos, I don't think you have to make a bracha achrona because it's covered. I think so. I think it's covered.
You don't have to. You should not make the.
I don't think you have to. I think that the answer to that is correct. Correct.
So when you're benching, if you have in mind to cover the pre-meal.
It has to be the type of food. It doesn't make a difference over here, right, for this aspect. If it's a food which doesn't get covered, it doesn't get covered. So final case. Yeah, I have to get my final case here. Yeah.
I'll get you final case.
Yeah.
If you, like I do every Shabbos, I have schnapps with some cake, maybe some abis.
Yeah.
And then I go.
So if it's a mizonos, like cake, well, you see, cake's a tough question because cake, which category does it fall into? Is it like, is it something which is really its own meal, like something which is suffik hamotzi or not? So it really depends on how much sugar and how much garbage is in the cake, you know, to make it outside. If it's a really bland, like a really bland pound cake, maybe different than like, you know, some, or I don't know how much sugar. I'm not, huh?
That seems to be
the halacha for something which is, you know, this a mizonos like that, which you would eat anyway during the meal, and would not make a separate bracha, so probably you don't. Probably you don't. That's case A and case C.
You don't drink enough to make the dessert.
It has to be the same food. It has to be the same food, I think. I think it has to be the same food.
And cake is too broad.
I'm not sure. Question, I don't know the answer.
What about herring
before? Is herring something that...
Do you have ice cream after or something?
I think it has to be the same food. I think it's not the bracha. But I don't know, is herring something, which category is herring? Is herring something that a person normally eats in the meal or not? I'm not 100% sure.
Not if you have inflation.
I don't know.
So right. then you have suffix brachas.
Then you have a suffix brachas, then better not.
All of this has been very...
Final question. What about the glass of water? What about the glass of water? You have a drink of water right before, drink a fruit punch, coffee, whatever it is, right before.
All depends why you're drinking it.
Well, you're just thirsty. I don't know. I'm thirsty.
You don't have to make a bracha on it altogether.
No, I mean, I am thirsty.
Theory, right?
No, if I'm not thirsty. I'm thirsty. I'm just totally thirsty. I have a cup of water. I make a shako on it. And now I'm about to, I wash. You make a bracha achrona on that or not? So the question is, which category does water fall into? And it's the best answer, they say, in the Mishnah Berurah, just to sum it up, because I'm really running out of time, I want to tell you a story. The best answer with the water is, don't do it. The best answer is, don't do it. It's better to wash.
Isn't that something that you normally would have in the middle of
a
meal?
Correct, and that's why it's a whole discussion. But is drinks considered different than the meal? So is drinks fundamentally totally different than the meal? There's just a special dispensation. If you have it in the meal, then it's covered. But drinks may be a whole separate category, and therefore they say to avoid this whole issue, the best really is not to drink a cup of water right before you wash. Just wash first, you know, and come included. If you do, probably we say suffik brachos lachil, not to make a bracha achrona. Well, if you have any water, then that's a different type of situation. We're talking about you have a cup because you're thirsty. You're pure thirsty.
What
fine.
Have you done multiple of these things? Like I have an apple and a cake. I have a cracker with some herring. Like those are two very separate things that one might and one doesn't.
That's
a very normal thing to do.
Which time it's a question if you have crackers and herring, how many brachas you're making at all on that in general. If you make a brain of fushes, is the herring to which one is there? Mizonos at all there. That's all stuff. We can't cover all brachas, our regalakas. This is Serge, so hopefully get your feet wet and end with a bang with one of, I think, the hardest topic of bracha achrona. What to this? But we have to end with the story. We have to end with the story. Now I have two more minutes for a story. Okay, yeah? So I think we should end with what I got out of this, you know, this series, and I thank you all for joining. So it's an honor that we have so many people here with after, you know, 15, 20 weeks of Chaburas. And so I think we should end with the power of benching. So I'll tell you one or two quick stories about the power of benching. There is a story where there was a town in Belarus. I saw this in the Sefer, both of these stories in the Sefer by Rabbi Spiro on benching. It's a great, great English Sefer on benching. And so he quotes the Sefer Yechi R, I'm not sure who that is, who says this amazing story. In Belarus, there was a town which had great idyllic town, They had everything they needed. The people were very happy, except they had one problem. They had fires all the time. And the fires would come and ravage the town every 3 years. And mamish, like, destroy the entire town. And so there's a Rabbi Chiyo, who was the Rav of the town, who made a proclamation. He said, you want to know how to avoid the fires in the town? You should bench bekavana from a sitter, and that will be a zuchus, and you'll be protected from the fires. And sure enough, there was a man in the town, his name was Moshe, who, you know, religiously observed this minhag. You should daven every time with the sitter, and was bekavan, and was very machbit about it. Sure enough, as the years went on, there were no fires. It was a calm. It was a calm few years. And so what did Moshe do? He stopped benching from a sinner. Okay, who needs the antidote anymore when there's no maka, when there's no fires? V'kachava, what happened? There was a fire. And the fire is running through the town. And amazingly, like Rabbi Yechiel had said, the houses, which someone benched with the sinner, weren't touched at all. They weren't touched at all. All of a sudden, the fire is getting closer and closer to Moshe's house, which is in the outskirts of the city. And what happens? His wife starts screaming at him. His wife starts screaming at him because she had known what Rabbi Chiel said. And she sees that he had stopped. He was very zealous about it for the first 2 years. And then he just stops. So she says to him, do something. So he says, what am I supposed to do? Rabbi Chiel died a few years ago. And so she says, go to his kever. He goes to the kever. The fire's destroying the city. And he starts davening and praying that the fire, that he's going to accept upon himself this Kabbalah. He's now going to daven. He wants it to work retroactively. He's going to be very machbid about benching carefully. He comes home. As he gets home, the fire's right outside the house. The fire stops. And it burns out right outside his house. Story number one. The power of benching. From that day on, it was the Kabbalah. I think in Father's Day, we have to end with the Father's Day story. Very, very powerful story. I also read in Rabbi Spiro's Sefer about the koach of benching, the koach of tefillah, the koach of really, of es'amo, the last word of the last words of benching, es'amo ba'shalom. What's the lesson? The lesson is to tap into the power of benching. We need to have shalom. We need to have shalom. There's a couple, Sroli and Blimi, he writes, who unfortunately were married for 10 years. They didn't have any children. 10 years. It was, a very sad thing in the family. They had a lot of nieces and nephews, all of us, big families. And Sroy and Blimi, unfortunately, didn't have any children. And so, went on for 10 years. And at some point, Sroy's sister felt so bad for him. So Sroy's sister made a comment one day to her husband. She thinks that, I think the sister's name is Chani. She says to her husband, I think Blimi is pregnant. I think she is. Husband says, what do you mean? I just saw her. I didn't notice anything. I mean, I didn't notice anything. But no. But he says, your sister's pregnant. He says, she's pregnant. He says, at 10 years? How do you know? She says, trust me, she's pregnant. 9 months later, she gave birth to a baby. Husband said to his wife, said to Chani, how'd you know right then that she was pregnant? So Chani said, I'll tell you what happened. Chani and her husband had a lot of kids, and it turned out that they wanted to switch one of the kids from a daycare. One of the kids was in a daycare, and he paid per month in these daycares, and she had signed her up for a whole year, and it was about June time, and she told the daycare proprietor that, okay, she's pulling her out now, he doesn't need for the summer, and next year she's going to a different daycare, and you know, thank you so much. It's not personal, just a different situation. She needs to go to a different daycare. The daycare proprietor says, okay, that's fine, but you need to pay me for July and August because the year goes, the payments are supposed to be to the end of August. Khan said, what do you mean? School year ends. Everyone knows. Every parent knows. With 2 more days left. Yeah, the school year ends in June. They went back and forth, and it became a big sichsuch, a big fight. So Chani didn't know what to do, so she called her father. She called her father, as a Rav, and asked the father, what should I do? Father said, look, you probably have a good argument, But it's not worth it. It's not worth it. It's the 2 months. He said, I can't tell you how to spend your money. Maybe he gave her the money, but it doesn't say that in the story. All fathers should give their kids money, no matter how old their kids are. It's a good lesson in life. Until at this point, I can still say it until my kids need the money. But it's exactly. I'm still on the receiving end of the giving end yet. I got another few years. Then we'll switch the tune. That was we'll change the tune in a few years. Yeah. But so it doesn't say that the Chani's father gave her the money. It says father said, look, if you could afford it, just pay the 2 months, and when you do it, have in mind a bakasha, have in mind a request for someone you know who needs something for yourself or someone else, and you'll see it's a huge zechus, because the power of shalom, the power of vitor vatronis, to be mavater on something, even when you're right, is a tremendous koach. She said, she did that, she told her husband, I had in mind that my brother, whoever, should have a child. She says, that was, the first payment was July 3rd. Baby was born April 9th, she says. That's all I know. Figured out. I think I tried to do math myself, right? That's nine months. She said, I knew that it had to be because then I knew that my sister-in-law was pregnant. V'kachaba, that's what happened. The power of Shalom, the power of benching. We should be zocha to take these into the summer, to keep the lesson of Shalom as we go into the summer, and hopefully come back and reach them next year for a second year of Shirin Shkar.
Get everyone's